Petersburg's girls team opened up their season on a winning note despite dressing just six players against the Miss Chiefs. The Lady Vikings won 61-41 Friday and 45-32 on Saturday. Girls coach Dino Brock acknowledges that roster depth impacted his team's approach with no leeway for players to take cheap fouls.
Well, that was definitely something that we talked about a lot, is like you can't waste them. You know, and I thought that we did a really nice job of just trying to stay solid, especially Saturday. Thought that we did a nice job in our zone defensively, just trying to keep people in front of us, trying to work to keep ourselves out of foul trouble.
Brock's looking forward to a couple more players returning to action to add a little depth. He notes it's difficult to practice basic things like a zone defense with only six players. The Lady Vikings offense was clicking last weekend, though, with junior Kaylee Simbahan scoring off of turnovers and senior Shayla Maddle shooting from the perimeter. Brock is happy to start off the season that way.
We had talked all week about getting our shots out of our offense, and I thought that we did a really nice job. A lot of the shots that she had were in rhythm, were good looks for us at the basket. And I thought that overall, everybody, that's the way we played both nights.
The Lady Vikings have multiple games on the tentative schedule, both home and away, over the next week. Meanwhile, the varsity boys team added one win and one loss to their record last weekend. The Vikings had a comfortable win over the Chiefs, 66-27 on Friday, and then a close loss, 41-39 on Saturday. Boys coach Rick Brock's team was able to capitalize on easy fast break buckets off of turnovers the first night, but couldn't the next morning.
Metlakatla was much more patient and ran their half-court offense, and so we weren't able to turn them over to get fast break situations. And then for whatever reason, we were slow when they did score, or we got a rebound slow getting the ball pushed up our end to try and score quickly. So we ended up playing a half-court game with them, and that's just not one of our strengths right now.
The coach says his team made progress from the first series of the season against Wrangell, and he notes this season's quick turnaround for games for COVID precautions is a challenge for a team to have two strong outings back-to-back from Friday night to Saturday morning. Brock also praises the team defense the Vikings have displayed so far this season, holding Metlakatla to under 30 points one game this series after doing the same the weekend before. He also likes the composure he saw in his relatively inexperienced team in the final minutes of a close game on Saturday.
We got three really good looks at the basket. Unfortunately, none of them went in. But the way we got the shots, the way we played together, we had to foul at the end to stop the clock, put Metlakatla on the free throw line. And everything really time-wise worked out like you wanted to. We got the looks that we wanted. It just didn't go in. So I think that was an important thing, too, for us to, we've been in a couple of already close, hard-fought games, and our composure at the end and the way we're managing the clock, we're doing the right things.
The Vikings stay on an even 500 record with two wins and two losses as they already head into the main part of a COVID-shortened season. In a normal year, four games down would only be the very start of their schedule.
Here we are, really almost halfway through the season. I think we have 5 weekends left. 5 weeks of practice left before the end of the season to get ready for regions. So everything is accelerated. I think that's why those games, you know, the games are super important, and every day in practice and trying to figure out all the puzzle pieces at a faster rate is challenging for myself and for the guys. But, you know, they come to work every day, and I see us making progress every day. You know, we're just trying to keep stepping forward and getting better.
The boys varsity has this weekend off. They head to Craig the following weekend before hosting Wrangell at the end of the month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.